Jesusi Christ, Jesusi eternal energy. We thank you. We glorify you, and we praise you for life, health, and strength. Glory to you, Holy Spirit.
We thank you, Jesusi, the love of our life. We thank you for loving our bodies and coming in our bodies and all through our bodies. We thank you, Jesusi, for your love, which is within us. Thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for purging us with your Holy Ghost fire. In the name of Jesusi, baby.
Yo, brother, why do we praise the Holy Spirit?
We praise the Holy Spirit because that is our God in the third dimensional realm. What I'm saying, my loving brother, is that that is the God that's within us and is all around us and all through us. Most people are praising an outside God, which is Jesus the being, which is good, but if you want to get quick and fast results, you do like he did. He always talked about his Heavenly Father, and that Heavenly Father was the Holy Spirit, or the great I am within me. The great I am within me is that cosmic energizer within us. It's the God within us that tells us what to do. Like in Moses' time, he said, I am that I am. That great energy source is within each divine human being throughout the planet here. God, Jesus made sure each person had it.
You mean to tell me that I can ask the Holy Spirit, the great Christ-like energy, the great fireball of glory, that I am Christ, that I am, to forgive me for my sins?
Oh, yes. That's the only way you can get forgiveness is through the great I am. It purges you. You can't do nothing yourself. It's only through the I am within you, or the Holy Ghost. My loving brothers and sisters, don't think it's funny because we're using different terminology. Sometimes we may say the Ghost Holy. We may say the Holy Spirit. We may say the Holy Ghost. We may say the Holy Shekinah. We may say different ones. I may say the direct principle. I may say whatever I say. But right now, we're talking about the great I am. And like my loving brother says, it forgives us. That's the only way you can get forgiveness from, is through that great I am within us. As you be still and know that I am God and talk to it and say, oh, great I am. Oh, Jah Jesus. That's the name, Jah Jesus, baby. Oh, Jah Jesus, I need forgiveness. I need help. And believe me, that God within you will purge you. And it would do something in you, and the forgiveness would come. That's the only way you get forgiveness. You can take classes. You can read the Bible. You can go to church, outside church. It's not going to happen, my loving brothers and sisters. It's only through the great I am within you.
You mean to tell me, my loving brother, that I can actually praise this Holy Spirit fire?
Oh, yes.
I thought you're only supposed to praise God the Father, Jehovah Yahweh.
That's cool. You know, when I talk to the Father, we say, oh, Father, and we playing with the Father, Allah, Jehovah. We say, you have no jurisdiction on this planet. And he likes that because he honors his son. He honors what he gave to his son, the full bada-boom head kuna of this planet. He is the chief of this planet, Jah Jesus. We're talking about the being Jah Jesus, the Son of God, the Son of Man. But we getting back to this within us, yes, that's the one that we should be in touch with right here. That's the great I am. We keep going over and over because I know it's so many people that need to get their mind straight because they're so into the outside God. Everything is outside, you know. This is how they do a lot of rituals and this and that. That doesn't get it, my brother. You got to stay still and know that I am God. And as you do that, you'll feel the divine force, the divine energy. Some people say, oh, it's not a force. It is an energy. It's intelligence. It tells you what to do. It guides you. It motivates you. It brings inventions to your mind. It helps the athletes. It helps the musicians. It helps each and every one of us on our jobs. It helps us get up in the morning. It does everything.
Can it heal your body also?
Oh, yeah.
Like it's healing my eyes?
Yeah, it's healing my brother's eye. My brother's healing. Well, I was talking to him today about, I don't know, we get millions of listeners every Sunday, but my loving brother, sweetie, is blind. and it's getting better. He's writing stuff to me, and it's much clearer, bada boom, through Jah-Jesus energy. And when we call this energy, we call it the great I am. His name is Jah-Jesus. We can't forget that. It's Jah-Jesus, baby. And as my brother says, it heals your body. As you be still, this energy force comes in you through tinkling. You feel it, and it can heal your body as you concentrate and love it and praise it and give gratitude to it and talk to it. It's your inner God within you. It's closer than hands and feet. In the last days, they say everybody would know God. How you would know it? That God within you. Everybody has it. We're very well equipped because of Jesus. He put that in each one of us. So we're very equipped with that power, as my loving brother said.
Yes, sweetheart. I want you to meditate, and I want you to think on the goodness of the eternal energy as we just meditate and be singing our anthem. I want you to just concentrate on that the scripture in the book of St. John, the first chapter, it says, and that Christ lights every individual that came into the world. Now, like my sweetheart brother has said, we have a spark of divinity inside of every person, every human being that comes to the earth as a spirit child to a human form. We have this spark of intelligence in us. And this divine Christ light, it zooms us, it blesses us, and we are happy chicks. So let us just relax and get excited as we ding dong ding dong, sing a new song.
Jesus Christ.
Christmas is here. Carol of the Bell. Boing. Welcome to Santa Catarina University. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. September 7th, 2014 AD, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus baby.
Yeah, this is the Christmas season, Christmas season,
yes.
Right? And we're definitely going to get into this omnipresent, the great I am. We're going to talk about how Jesus, the individual being, as he walked the planet, he said, I am the truth. I am the way.
Yes.
And when he was talking about the I am principle in him, he was talking about it's not so much him, it was the I am, the Holy Spirit actually within him. When he said, I am, picture that I am energy within him. That's what he was saying. I am the truth. The I am was the truth in him. The I am is the truth in you. The I am is the truth in my brother. The I am is the truth in myself. I am the way. The I am is the way. It is the way. And we're going to get into it. A lot of times you think he said that he wasn't. He was talking about the I am within himself.
That's right, baby. You hit it right on the thumbs, on the nosy. And I got a thumb on my nosy, and my brother is taking his thumb and putting it on my hand, and it's coming off my nosy. Thank you very much. We glorify the Holy Spirit energy, the Christ great I am. We are happified, sanctified, and we are purified by the light of Christ. This joy inside kingdom, the book of Moses. We go to the book of Exodus, and Exodus in the third chapter, and it speaks when Moses was going along in Israel, and he said, I got to find out this power. These people say they got a God up on this mountain. And he went near there, and the voice said, Moses, Moses, take off thy shoes, but the place where you stand is holy ground. And he saw that bush burning, a fireball. Energy was in that bush. It turned him on because he said, I see fire, but the bush is not burning up. And so he was excited. And when he went there, And as he was communicating with God, as he thought, you know, he was, because he didn't know who God was. He said, well, who are you, God? You know, you're supposed to be the God of Israel. Don't you hear the cries of your people? They're slavery, going through slavery, and they're going through all this rigmarole. Can you help them out? And then the voice of fire spoke to Moses and said, I am that I am. And thus shall you say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me. And so he tripped out, and he found out, and he realized. And when he came out of the mountain, that experience, Joshua said, what does God look like? Because he was glowing with fire upon him. He said, God is not a man. This power that I was in communication with was almighty energy, Elohe, the almighty supreme energy of the universe, the great I am, the great God within, like you said, like my brother said. So therefore, all this excitement is about the inside omnipresent energy. The omnipresence is everywhere present, in the planet, outside the planet, in the heavens, in paradise, in the hells, below the hell, above the heavens, above the stars, above the moon, above on Jupiter and Mars. It's this great eternal Jah-Jesusi, I am, Christ that I am. So it's imperative that all of the Christians who claim to be Christians get filled with the Holy Spirit energy and recognize that you are to praise and glorify Christ within you. There's all kinds of scripture references. The book of what is that, in Exodus? I told you about the third chapter, then the 20th chapter, when the Ten Commandments were given on the tablets of fire and stone, and how God spoke, again, out of the fire, so that energy, the Christ light, was right there rapping to him, you see? And so the fire was manifesting. And then Deuteronomy, 4th chapter, verse 24, it says, our God, Jehovah, is a consuming fire and a jealous God. So there, God manifesting again as the third power, as they say in the church, the third power of the Trinity. I'll use their slang or their terminology to make it aware that that's the most rejected power, and it's a shame that many of the religious people, the so-called Christians, are rejecting the holy fire or the holy energy, the Holy Geist, the Holy Spirit, the Christ fire, the great I am, the active force, the jubilation, the escalation, the purification, and the glorification of this energy. Amen. Are we here, baby? Are we alive with the fire? We're alive with the fire. And we're energized in Jesusi Christ. And so this fire, you know, it's spoken of throughout the scriptures. You see, in the beautiful Bible, the Holy Bible, the Christians are supposed to believe the word. They're supposed to fulfill what it says. Everybody should, you know, check it out, study it. And the Holy Bible, and under the direction of His Royal Majesty, the Honorable King James, speaking from his version 403 years ago, it has 1,189 chapters in the Bible, and there's 800,000 words in the Bible, plus or minus, depending on your version or translation of Scripture. And in there, it recognizes that we are to become in contact with the light. Isn't that right, my brother?
Oh, yes.
We are supposed to be so excited with this light, because the light of Christ, this jubilation that I spoke about, or we spoke about, it is in us, baby. That's the power that heals us, thrills us, feels us, and we deal with this love force. And it's like the little child, as Annalise Skyron said, the little child within, that bubbling baby within, the Christ baby. You see, not only did Mary have a baby, we are impregnation. We are celebrating the Christmas season. For those who are new, this is, did they say Merry Christmas on September 7th? My God, it's not even December 25 yet. Exactly right, because the Christ child was born on September 27th, 5 B.C. Some say 1 B.C., some say 4 B.C. We take it all. The good news, Christ Jesus was born. The Lord Jesus Christ came into the planet, was born. And so, therefore, his original birthday was September 27th, and we just go all the way through. We celebrate September 27th, November 27th, October 27th, December 25th, January 1, January 30th, and the first Sunday in February. We celebrate right there where the Seahawks don't whip those Wisconsin cheeseheads. We thank God on September 4th, they had a game in Seattle, Washington, in the USA, Seattle Seahawks. Beat the what's those guys called in Wisconsin State? We were talking about that before, and it slipped my mind, and it had to come back to my mind. They're from the state of Wisconsin, and Wisconsin is known for their cheese. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, it'll come to me, but brother, why you go ahead and talk a little bit
about Jesus, Holy Ghost City, we're talking about. But yes. Anyway, as my brother was saying, the Holy Spirit, that divine fire, that divine energy, that's what we need to get in contact
yes.
with. Now, this divine energy, this infinite intelligence, this Christ ray, this Christ spirit, it's in midst of every atom. It's a Christ intelligence that's in every atom of my brother's body. He has zillions of atoms that make up the temple. It's a Christ ray in each one of them.
Yes.
It's a Christ ray in the desk here, the wood. All the atoms consist of the Christ ray. Right now, it's at a dormant state because it's not illuminated. How we illuminate it is by praise, love, and gratitude to the Ghost Holy or the great I Am within us. As we get it more in contact with us, it would talk to us. It has a voice. It's called the Word of God, the Word living. You walk as the Word of God talks to you. It's not so much the Word of God that's in the Bible. That's okay. But the Bible is bringing you to the Word of God within yourself. As you walk, as you go through your life, everybody has a different destiny. And that destiny on the earth comes out through the Christ light. As you develop more and more, the Word of God will let you know what you're supposed to do. It's within you. Remember, this is the inner way. It used to be the Christians used to talk about the inner way. The right. inner way is the most important thing in Christianity because everybody is looking to Jah Jesus. Remember, Jah Jesus did his thing.
Yes.
He came to earth. He showed the way. Through the I Am within him.
Where's he at today, my brother?
My brother, he's in Colab, or he's all over the galaxy, but, you know, he hangs out in Colab. You know, he has his own heaven, his own kingdom. I don't know if people know that.
Right.
Colab up there, and that's where the transfigured beings hang out, the people who overcome, the people who became gods. Other people who go to heaven, they don't see him as much. They see him, but he hangs out with the transfigured beings.
What's transfiguration? Is that the body being literally taken up into glory?
Oh, yeah. That is the body, my loving brothers and sisters. This body, you didn't get for any reason at all. You think that the Lord Jesus created this body for it to die and go back to the earth? No. He created this body for you can live forever. But if it's full of sin, it has to go back to, because it can't be full of sin. It can't take sin. And if it's going to be full of sin, it's going to go to the dust. It's going to die. But the great news, Jesus went to a plan with the Father, Allah, Jehovah. Because before, we're going to go back a little bit, Allah, Jehovah said, I'm fed up, you know. It's going to be just a spiritual thing. It's not going to be nothing to the body. We're just going to get a spiritual kind of transfiguration, you know. So Jesus pleaded. Now that's why Jesus deserved praise.
Yes, he did.
This
yes.
brother man, this cool MOD, he pleaded to the Father. Come on. He said, you don't want to go down to those heathens? The Father said, Allah, Jehovah said, no. Jesus said, hey, I'll go down and sacrifice my body. Prepare me a body, you know. So it was some big confrontation up there. So finally, Allah Jehovah said, okay, you're head of the whole deal. You're head of you're the God of the planet, of Earth. You're in control. You can recreate it. So he did it.
Yeah.
He recreated this body. He created this Earth for we can live on it and become gods and goddesses. That's the only purpose we're here for. Why do you think we're here? We're not here to work our jobs and die. We're here to overcome. That's everybody's destiny, is to live and to live and become gods and goddesses. And how you do it, Son of God University is telling you. We're the only church on the planet, not on the only on the planetary system. Let's say that.
Yes,
that's correct,
right.
My brother. Because now we get new listeners all the time.
Right.
Planetary system, why are we saying that? People are hearing us on the planet Earth. They're hearing us in the heavenly realm right now.
Yeah.
They're open. the Holy Ghost has opened the heavenly realm, and there's thousands and thousands and maybe millions of heavenly realms on this planet. They're listening to us, Southern God University, right now. In the hell realm, they're listening to us. They get to go to classrooms to hear us right now. Can you imagine that? People
in purgatory
too.
Okay.
Now, God Jesus is merciful.
Yes.
He's letting these people here that need help down in purgatory and all different kinds of hells down there. And maybe there's many different kinds of hells. It's not only one, it's many. My brother's been to a lot of them.
Yes.
We'll talk about that another time. But, and then there's many different kinds of heavenly realms. They're listening along with the earth, brothers and sisters. You know, you have the great chance because you have your bodies. You can overcome. You know, and that's what we're talking to you about, overcoming the flesh. Like my brother said, you can be transfigured in this body by love, praise to that grace, Ghost Holy, the I Am within you. It's an inner way. It's not so much going to church, giving the preacher money. Jesus don't care about that. Don't get tricked. Don't get tricked. Oh, I gave this seed. Jesus care about the seed within you. He care about that Holy Ghost. He's no care. He don't give a hoot about what you give to the pastor or to the church. he's care about it. Are you in touch with the Ghost Holy within you?
Yes.
So don't be tricked by some of these ministers that was trying to tell you, oh, this seed, that seed, and Jesus said this and Jesus said that. Did he say that? Check it. Check with the Holy Ghost within you. It would tell you everything. I don't need to say nothing. All you need to do is check with the Holy Ghost. When you check with that Ghost Holy, the great I Am, you will know the truth because it is the truth.
That's right, baby. You hit it right on the thumb. You mean to tell me that this Christmas, baby, Lord Jesus Christ, 2014 years of age, plus or minus, depending on the calendar timing, has the same physical body that was crucified, resurrected? He got that same body of flesh in the heavens, my brother?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he got the same body. That body was quickened and renewed by the Holy Ghost energy. He has the same body he had over 2,000 years ago. The same body, my loving brothers and sisters. The same body. Just like you, if you become transfigured, you will have the same body. There's not going to be no different bodies around here. I don't know what kind of doctrine that is, but you have the same body, and this body is illuminated with Christ's energy. It becomes glorified with Christ's energy.
Well, you have two thumbs also with the same physical body?
You have two thumbs, two eyes, two ears.
One nose.
One nose, one mouth, 2 feet.
Glory, I tell you, yes.
Yeah, you have everything working more glorious and more dynamic. You think a thought, you're there, baby.
That's right.
You know, people talk about inner planetary travel. You can only do that through being transfigured. You can think a thought. If you want to go to Saturn, boom, you're there, baby. That's how you do it. You don't have to have a spaceship or anything like that. See, we're talking about the real deal as far as moving with the spirit. And when you move with the spirit, man, that's a wonderful feeling. You can fly in the air. It's so much you can do as a transfigured. Matter of fact, this planet is going to only be for transfigured beings. If you're not at that level, pretty soon, that gift is for the planet Earth.
So the meek shall inherit the earth.
The meek shall inherit. You got that right, my brother. Let me put my hands on your nose right here. The meek shall inherit the earth. And the meek are the strong and mighty. That's what the meek means. The strong and mighty. They will. And who's the strong and mighty? The transfigured beings, the gods and the goddesses.
That's right.
Under the Lord's of Lord, Jesus Christ, right. Who's the king.
You hit it right on the nose, my brother. It is so majestic and so much fun in this way of truth and overcoming how the physical body can levitate, escalate as we are motivated, dedicate, and consecrate. And as you ascend in this holiness way, you don't age. You don't grow old. You grow youth.
You don't grow old, my brother?
No, because when I'm 120, I'm 100 years now, plus or minus tax. When I become 120, I'll be stronger then than I am now, you see? And as we continue to progress, to evolve, our muscles become more dynamic. Our body is rejuvenated. The bones are reconstructed with energy. and the atoms and the arteries and the veins, instead of becoming clogged up with margarine, we eat the right thing and think the right thoughts and praise the true God, we become Christified, Christified in the energy of illumination. The scripture says in the book of Romans 13, chapter verse 14, it says, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provisions for the negativity in the flesh or the lust of the flesh. So put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, how do you do that? Like a garment? I thought he was a man. Well, yeah, it's the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, who reigns in the heavens with glory and power, and there's the Lord Jesus Christ energy. Like we were talking about earlier, the name of the Holy Spirit is Lord Jesus Christ, or Jesus Christ, or Jesus Christ. So as he put on this rhema of light, this rhema energy of light in our physical bodies, we become illuminated like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, a lot of people get nervous at churches or Christianity. They say, well, you know, all this God's business. You know, Satan talks about that. No, no, no. Stop giving glory to Satan. Is he your Lord? You know, Jesus, the Creator, said that. He said, know ye not, I said, ye are gods. That's in the 10th chapter of the book of St. John, I believe verse 29, 30, 31, that I said, ye are God, unto whom the light of Christ cometh. The Royal King James Version said, the word of God. And like my brother said, the word of God is the Christ-like energy, the living word. You see, the sword of the Spirit is the Holy Spirit. A lot of people keep saying, well, you know, the sword of the Spirit is the Bible. Is the Bible going to walk up and save you and escort you out of the pit of fire? It's the living energy. I don't hold a Bible in my hand when I'm walking the streets of Thailand. It's the Christ light in me. Just like if I'm walking the street, my brother, and I got a Bible, the old great Bible, holy Bible, down Royal King James Version. Please guide me down Escalation Boulevard as I'm going this way, now down Thailand Street. Please direct me to the Buddhist temple. You see, that don't make logical sense. But the eternal energy, the Christ force in me is my guide. Now, my brother, is it true, even in the Buddha line, and speaking of the Buddha line, welcome to Shangri-La, Thailand, a beautiful place with tropical weather and tropical temperatures. Can I feel the Holy Spirit inside a Buddha line?
Oh, yeah, you can feel it. Remember, as stated before, this Christ energy is in every atom throughout the planetary system here. So wherever you are, in the high mountains, deep in the sea, skiing, wherever you do, snowboarding, it doesn't matter. Climbing the Himalayas, it doesn't matter. That Christ energy is in you, and it's in you, and where you go, it's everywhere. It's everywhere present. It's omnipresent energy. It's intelligence. It guides you. It helps you. It's bada boom. I mean, it's so many miracles as far as with this dynamic energy. And people need to get more into it, because right now they're living way below their privileges. If you're not into the Holy Ghost or the Ghost Holy, baby, you're not zooming with the light of Christ. You're not zooming with the energy. You're not into Jesus' Spirit. You're not in His kingdom.
That's right. So are you telling me that I can go to the Super Bowl country of the United States of America, see, after Washington, the Pacific Great Northwest, and feel the Holy Spirit, the kind of glory, while the super glorious Seattle Seahawks beat the opposite team?
Oh, yeah.
Feel Christ there?
You know what? You're going to feel it more so there. You know why? That's Holy Ghost City.
That's right.
That's Holy Ghost City. Up there in the Northwest, that's Holy Ghost City. That's where Enoch was there before. The seven spirits going to hang there. That's a divine place to be.
Yes.
That's Holy Ghost City. That's why things are booming in Holy Ghost City. Everybody's moving to Holy Ghost. When I went there the other day, it was so much traffic. It seemed like everybody's coming to Holy Ghost City.
Right.
Buildings is going up everywhere. It's Holy Ghost City. You're definitely going to feel that. The Puget Sound is humming. Boom, boom. Omnipresent energy, Jesus Spirit. It's bada boom there. When the Spirit is there, you got commerce bursting there. You got everything. It has to happen there. That's Holy Ghost City. Like my brother said, you're definitely going to feel it there, you know.
Right.
That's like, I don't know, that's a sacred place. If it's a sacred place in the world, Holy Ghost City, Great Northwest, over there, Seattle, Washington area.
That's
Puget
right.
Sound.
Yes.
United States, USA, baby.
That's right, baby. Because like you say, over 5,000 years ago, our first spirit, our beautiful brother Enoch Abel, was translated, and he asked the light of Christ to guide him on little ships of barges to go from the Israel to a mountainous place so they can have a bigger kingdom. And they were guided to the Pacific Northwest. You know, before it was called America, it was the anointed place of light. And there's records that speak about it in the lost books of the Bible and various books of Enoch. And Jan Crouch, the sweet president of Trinity Broadcasting Network, is an endorser of the lost books of the Bible. And she is a very sweet person, a good friend of mine. And she's the wife of the late, great Paul Franklin Crouch, who passed 8 months ago and 7 days on November 30th of 2013. And so she endorsed those books, and so do we. You know, it's beautiful that you meet beautiful Christian people all over the world who endorse ancient scriptures and ancient scrolls. So remember, the wonderful limited Royal King James Version is not the only book. Those are the ones that the priests compiled together, and some of them priests reject many other scriptures, like the book of Tobit, Maccabees, the book of Enoch, the book of Similitude, the forgotten books of Edom and Adam and Eve. They talked about Lilith. Oh, it's just so much.
The book of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, the book of the Holy Ghost. Yes, yep. Indeed, baby. You see, like, that's a powerful book right there, because it's like you're getting into this intimate energy that's everywhere present at all times, daytime, nighttime, seed time, harvest time, spring time, autumn time, winter time, and summer time. That's why we do Christmas year-round, Christmas season. We celebrate, speaking of Christmas, I got my decorations up already in the Budula. You know, I got the garland hanging up. But the most important, sweethearts, you must have this light within. You said you can decorate all you want on the outside. If you don't have the beautiful Christ light inside, you are a beautiful, wonderful dead being. And I don't say that to be derogatory, but truth is truth. The scripture says, he that hath the Son hath the life. He that hath not the Son does not have life. So that means you're deadbeat. You're deadbeat, you see? Because if you don't have the Spirit of Christ Jesus, you are a walking zombie deadbeat. Face it. And you can walk by mortal beings, and some of them have no life. You feel their necks. Let me feel your neck. You rub their neck. Do you feel this? I don't feel nothing. But I bet they feel some cocaine. You see? People have different feelings for different deals. And they get into that cocaine or different deals. Because, see, people are searching. They don't realize it. But they're searching for the Christ.
For the Christ.
For the Christ energy. And so they're trying to get a high in the nose with the Coca-Cola. Not Coca-Cola. Cocaine. And then they smoke that Mary Jane. That rhymes, don't it? Cocaine, Mary Jane, and marijuana. They smoke that, and then they nose the Coke in the nose. And angel dust and PCC, not PCP, PCP, it's so many things. You know, one day I was in the Puget Sound region in the United States of America, and I was in the capital, Seattle, and I wasn't familiar with some of the street terms because they changed quickly, you know, about dopes. And the officer came by me, and he said, do you? And I just got to exercising, working out, you know, got on a bodybuilding shirt with big muscles manifesting. And he says, do you use soap? I said, what did you say? And he said, do you use soap? I say, I beg your pardon. Are you tell me I smell today? I took a shower today. He says, oh, I'm sorry, sir. You must don't do drugs. I said, no, I don't. I say, what do you mean by soap? He says, soap is a drug. I said, a drug? Isn't that amazing? How different wordings and different slangs are used that people use to get high, or the slang so they don't be detected by, you know, the police on the streets. And it's like, they're looking. Why did I say this? The people are looking for a feeling, sweethearts. People on the earth are looking for a high. They're looking for something to turn them on. And so people were looking for soap, ice, crystal meth, and Mary Jane, and, you know, there's so much coke. At one time, they had the nerve to call it Holy Ghost, you know, dope called Holy Ghost. But the Pentecostal church protested against that quickly, and that probably lasted no more.
They call it the Buddha.
Yeah, and the Buddha. They call it the Buddha. How offensive. And we got a lot of Buddhas right here in Thailand and Bangkok, Thailand, and throughout the world. In India, they call it the Buddha. Smoke the Buddha. Like, what? Buddha don't smoke. But see, they use the terminology, spiritual terms, what you got for the head, and all that. When they used to ask me that, I said, I got the God head. You know, so you have to know how to deal with the people on the street, and with love, in love, without condemnation, and yet with divine representation. You know, a good psychologist, a perfect psychologist, understands each person's, or deal with each person's weaknesses and can hear them. You see what I'm saying? And we, as representatives of the Christ light, and all you ministers, and anyone that's a person that's a leader or even not a leader, but a person in general, learn not to condemn other people. Learn to respect their differences. You see, a perfect psychologist does not use the word ill. You know, they hear something. A psychologist never tells a person, you're weird. You like to be pissed on. You're weird. I just use that as an example. Because there are people that like that. You know, they have different sexual thrills, or it's just a lot. It's just a countless number. We have to deal with people in love like our Lord Jesus. Is that correct, my brother?
Oh, yeah. He dealt with a lot of stuff. People do poo-poo on him.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, you haven't heard a speck of what he went through.
Right,
You know, you just heard just the surface.
Yeah, the surface. Yes, you're right. It's so true, because our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he took a lot of stuff from the people, and the good news, he was excited. He said, thank you very much. When they urinated and they spit upon him. And you see, he knew, as I know, that the atoms and rays of light is in everything on the planet, including urine. It comes from the physical body. And the physical body is made of light. Even the scientist knows that. The physical body, and not only the physical body of humanity, but this whole planetary system was made and created out of light. Now, we hear these lying pee-pees or preachers, they're saying that the earth was made out of nothing. What the earth, my brother, have they been smoking?
I don't know.
You see, because in the book of Genesis, the first chapter, it says, in the beginning, Elohe created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. Now, that's talking about the second creation. See, there's more to the, you know, because when you look at that, say, it was without form and void. What do you mean? Because it was a volcanic eruption when Satan got kicked out of heaven. That's another story for another time, which we did talk about before. But so the creation is really limited, told in the Bible, you know, in the King James Version, and many versions, because before the earth was chaotic and explosive, a volcanic eruption, it was a pure paradise. That was before Lucifer fell out of the heavens or got kicked out. Once Lucy got kicked out, then that's what the scripture takes with that creation. It was volcanic activity. They call it chaos, mass, volcanic sulfur, brimstone, and all that kind of good stuff, or wild stuff. But on the next verse, it says, and the Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters. Notice that the Spirit of God moved, and then Elohe said, let there be light. Look at that. Let there be light. He didn't create light. That light was with him. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Almighty Spirit of Almighty God. The Spirit of Jesus Christ, that eternal great I Am, was with the Father before the time was time. It's eternal energy. So, and Elohe was having fun when he was creating, because he took the light and formed, you know, the different creations, the dirt and the mountains and this and that. And he was excited because light makes you happy. Light, see?
And it used to say that, Lord the Son.
Yes, Lord the Son. That was the original translation.
That was the original translation. They took it out, the Lord the Son.
Yes.
Tell them what that means, my loving brother. What does that mean, the Lord the Son?
Okay, the Lord the Son, S-U-N. Just like Son of God University, it's spelled S-U-N of God. Okay, the Lord the Son, within the ancient scriptures, before they changed it in the 5th century, they changed it to the Lord the God, or the Lord thy God. So the Lord, the Son, was referring to the whole I Spirit, the eternal energy. You see,
Elohim, the great I Am.
The great I Am.
The Holy Ghost.
Yeah, the Holy Ghost. God spoke, and the Holy Ghost formed everything. Everything was formed by the light. You see, God was kicking back. He could have smoked a cigar while he was creating. But, of course, he didn't do that. He didn't need to do that. You see, but the Lord, the Son, is the energy of the universe. And the Lord, the Son, is the omnipresence that's spoken of in Jeremiah 23rd chapter, verse 23 and verse 24. It says, do not I, feel, F-I-L-L, I feel the heavens and the earth. It says, can anyone hide himself from me that I not see him? Behold, I, omnipresent, I see everything. I feel the heavens and the earth. I atomize the universe. Now, that's a dynamic right there, that we are in contact with the power that fills heaven and earth. Learn to stop picturing what God looked like, or even what Jesus looked like. If you want to know what Jesus looked like, just look at me, sweetheart. Look how handsome I am. look at me. I got long hair, beautiful skin, big muscles. Then some of you say, oh, he's stuck on himself, or he's braggadocious. You're right. I'm bragging in the light of Christ. Paul said, I boast in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what is that called in the divinity language? That's called confidence. I look good because I possess the good Christ in me, you see? Muhammad Ali says, I am the greatest. And he never lost a battle until he wanted to lose. He said, I want to see what it feels like to lose a fight, a boxing. And so he did. And what was he in reference to? The great I am energy. You see? So that's God's name. That's the name of the Christ-like energy. That I am is the confidence that we have in humility. You see? So you wonder what God looked like. Like I said, look at me. Check me out. And you don't see my picture because we don't have the pictures on our screen, do we? Because we are humble. We are representations of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so what we're saying is, look at yourself. You look in the mirror, you are looking at God in manifest form. The scripture says we are made in the image and the likeness of God. So if we're made in the image and likeness of God, and Jesus Christ came down in human form, you have an idea what God looks like, you see, the Father as far as the being. But that's not important, is it, to really kind of fathom what God looks like. What needs to be fathomed, what do you look like? Are you looking like a hag? Are you looking like a drag? Or are you looking like a sad sack? Or are you looking jubilant and joyful? Are you filled with the eternal energy? Are you loving every human being upon the earth, living in or dead? Or are you hating a few people? If you're hating some people, you're going to turn ugly. If you love, you're going to turn beautiful. You see, the principles of the Lord Jesus Christ Almighty is to love every person on the planet, whether you know them or not. Some people say, well, I can't love him. I don't know him. Well, go over there and give him a hug anyway, and let the light of Christ shine. You see, people are so scary because they don't have the confidence in the divine light of Jesus Christ. So when we have the confidence in the Son of God, we have the confidence in the glorious Jesus, the energy. Jesus, that almighty crystallized force. When we are wrapped in that sacred energy of love and we are glorifying this power, we don't have to get old and see now. You can believe it or you can lay it aside. You can accept it or you can reject it. It's your choice, sweetheart, because in the book of Deuteronomy, God spoke and he told it in the Moses time. He says, I set before you life and death, health and happiness. What did you want to choose? He said, if you had a half, this is my translation, if you had a half a brain, you would choose life and live. But he said, God spoke, he said, I will that you choose life and live. You see? So we, before we became humans on the earth, we were spirit children, we had a choice, even up in the heavenly realm. And we do have a choice on the earth realm. So we can choose our destiny. Destinies are formed by our desire into the Christ-like energy. Colossians 1:26-27, my brother's favorite scripture, know ye not, to wit ye not, the mystery that would take me from the foundation of the world, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Isn't that exciting, my brother?
Oh, yes.
The
Christ in you. That's the mystery. Look at what it said. What's the mystery? It's not such a thing as a mystery, but it's saying basically, what is the mystery? The mystery is the Christ in you, that seed in you, that great I am in you, which is the hope. Your hope is your hope and is your glory.
Yes.
Check it out, baby. That's what it is. Your hope and your glory for exaltation of your body, of your being, of your spirit, of your mind. It's a glorious transformation. And it's bada boom. Christianity, religion, is so powerful once you get into it, especially the spirit of it.
Right.
Most people are just into the ritual of it. They go to church. They sing a few songs. They give their money to the pimps, and then after that, they go, oh, I did my deed for the day.
Right.
It's an inner way. It's a way to live not only there, but throughout your life. When you get home, you don't turn faces and then, wow, now I'm out of church, so I can do whatever I want, you know.
Yeah.
It's a way of life. It's an inner way of life, you know, and it's become glorious, and you become happy and jubilant.
Now, are you saying that the Holy Ghost on every coast that's sweeter than French toast more nutritional than beef pot roast, and we stay on our great post loving the Lord of hosts, who we treasure the most, the Holy Ghost. Are you saying that power can translate our physical body on this earth?
I'm saying, my loving brother, that power, that dynamic energy can translate our body on physical earth now. It's not something that you put off in the future. Are you going to wait till they say when God Jesus come back? God Jesus did his thing. And matter of fact, he can't come back until you're transfigured, because he's going to come back as a light being all his glory in this whole earth. So on this earth, a lot of people say, I'm waiting for what you waiting for?
Right.
Get to it, my brother. Get with the program. Get with the program and come illuminate with this energy. Because if not, you're going to be left behind, because as time goes on, this earth is going to become more and more illuminated. You see how the sun is just so brilliant, especially when I go to the Northwest. Man, that energy up there is dynamic. And it's going to become seven times hotter. It says in, what is that, Isaiah was talking about?
29th to 30th.
Yeah, it's talking about that, how the energy is going to get hotter and hotter. You got to be illuminated with this Christ energy. It's not, you have nothing to worry about. When you enjoy Jesus' energy, you don't have to worry about earthquakes. You don't have to worry about it. Things can shake all around you. You are solid ground. You are in the rock. The rock is Jesus' energy. That's what you're into. Once you're into that, you have nothing to fear in anything. You got the powerful name. You are the powerful name in that vibration. You live and move in that vibration. And as you do that, your life will become glorious on earth. And then pretty soon, like we said, the meek will inherit the earth. The transfigured beings will inherit the earth. People who's not up to par, they'll be left behind.
You got that right, baby, sweetheart. I tell you, you know, in this way, there should be no reason for you to be lonely and to be triste, which means sad, because this is eternal Christ is right here on earth in us right now. Christ is in heaven and on earth. The omnipresence is everywhere. You have heard the truth today. And if any one of you are tired of living negativity, if you are on the verge of about to take a gun and blow your brains out, stop. In the name of love. Don't do that, sweethearts. You are valuable. You are a magnanimous being. You are magnificent. You are a human being with divine intelligence. You have not realized it, but you are made in the divine image of the divine creator. Therefore, you want to live. You just call out to Jesus. Pray the prayer of faith. Pray the prayer of humility. Cry out. Cry to him and say, oh, Jesus Christ, divine love of the universe, I ask you to forgive me for my negatives. Please forgive me for every sin I have done. I confess it to you, O glorious King of Love and King of Gloria. Thank you for forgiveness. Or you can pray your own style, but contact. Many may not recognize who God is, who Jesus is, who the Holy Ghost is. I tell you, just cry out. Try it. There are many. It has been proven. There are millions of people who didn't know of any deity, of any God. I heard of one guy say, O gods of the heavens, whoever you may be, come and rescue me. I need your help. I don't know who you are. I don't know who exists or who don't. But all I know, I need some divine assistance. You know Jesus Christ stepped out of glory and rescued that man? Because he didn't know. And the intelligent Holy Spirit knows your thoughts, your mind, and your heart. And that guy is a priest today. You know, saving souls, directing people, blessing humanity. So we got the intelligent record inside of our temple. We have the consciousness, a divine subconscious mind that is in contact, and the Holy Spirit within, the great I Am, Christ, is contacting you, sweethearts. This great fire, this great Christ fire, this great, it's just so cool, like Jesusi, I Am, Christ fire. That's in us. That's a covenant that we're having on September 14th or 9/14/14. If you are in love with Jesus, if you have been filled with the Holy Ghost on your coast, I implore you and encourage you to participate in the celebration of the new covenant with Jesusi, I Am, Christ, fire, new and everlasting covenant. You see, because a covenant is a love attraction to the eternal fire within us. A covenant is a divine escalation of motivation to ever progress. And how do we get new and everlasting covenant? God made a covenant with Jesus, his son. And when he went to the cross and gave his life for the people, forever after we that come to Jesus, we no longer have to sacrifice the red heifers and the turtle dove, the pigeons and the lambs. For the red heifer is Jesus Christ today. He is our sacrifice. He is the lamb that Scripture calls. So we have it easy, sweetheart. You don't have to just think. You don't have to go and buy a whole bunch of turtle doves and pigeons and sacrifice them and barbecue them on the altar. You can just go to the great fire within you. Go within yourself, confess to the Son of God, and believe that Jesus Christ has come into the world. You see, and then you confess your negativity, because that's how what we hear about is to point the way that's within you. You know the way because you got a subconscious mind. You have a conscious mind and a superconscious mind, and the subconscious mind is the most corrupt mind, but the most glorious mind when you allow the holy light of Christ to dwell and be enthroned in the subconscious mind. Because the subconscious mind is the director and the guide of your physical element. Your physical body is in charge. So if you allow the Christ or the Holy Spirit to be in charge of your subconscious mind, you do well. Is that correct, my loving brother?
Oh, dynamic. You do dynamic well.
Yeah.
And don't forget the power of the name.
Yes.
Jesusi or Jah Jesus.
That's right.
Where everybody know. Jah Jesus. You got to keep that name alive because that power, when you say that name, I mean, that's your rescue energy.
Yes.
I mean, when you say that name, angels come to attention. God's come to attention.
Right.
Jah Jesus, that's the most powerful name. That is the most powerful name in this universe right now.
Yes.
Jah Jesus, baby. And so once you say that name, you're going to get all kinds of assistance. You got to use this name. This is a wicked planet. Let's not forget, we live in a wicked planet. And what's going to protect us is the power of that name. Use it forevermore. What is that? Jah Jesus, baby. Always. When I see my brother, Jah Jesus, baby.
That's right.
Jah Jesus, baby. That you got to keep that name alive. Because with that power, with the name, it's a power. It's a vibration. And once you get into the power and the vibration, you will know how powerful that name is.
That's right. Because the name Jah Jesus, it's a prayer. It's a divine prayer. If you get the book from Father Solomon, the book called The Power of the Holy Name. That name, Jah Jesus, is dynamic. And we're going to talk more about that on September 21st, sweetheart, because we're just about ready to fly right and go up and glorify eternal energy. We thank you for listening, sweetheart. Until we meet again, Merry Christmas, and Jah Jesus energize you, the canon.
Jah Jesus, baby. You got that right.